Tonight's video is about the true unsolved murder mystery of Elizabeth Short from 1947, where she originally was born and raised in Boston, but traveled to Los Angeles because she wanted to be a movie star. But unfortunately, that never happened. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. The Black Dahlia. Norton Avenue in Los Angeles has always been a part of a nice residential area. This place has always had a peaceful atmosphere, except for that particular day in 1947, when all the people in the neighborhood faced a bizarre and disturbing event. Those days had haunted those who lived nearby. It was a nice day, perfect for a stroll with the baby. The traffic was low. Some runners did their daily exercises, and some people were walking their dogs. Birds were singing and children were playing around. No wonder Betty Bursinger also longed for a walk with her baby. She had been enjoying the peacefulness of the area when she discovered something in the grass near the road. At first glance, she thought it was a mannequin because the skin was so pale. Having taken a closer look at it, she realized that it was a body. It was cut up and the organs were surgically removed without damaging them. Her limbs were in a grotesque form. Strangely, the blood was cleaned up from her body, and because there was not much blood around the body, it was concluded that the victim had been taken there. But this is not all. Her mouth was also cut up in the form of a smiling face, which haunts those who witnessed it forever. A few days later, Los Angeles Examiner received an envelope containing some belongings of the girl. Birth certificates, snapshots, an address book, and social security card. There were no fingerprints on these items because they had been removed by gasoline. After this envelope, many other messages were sent to the police and the press, teasing people about how much fun he was having. The name of the girl was Elizabeth Short. She was born in Boston and had four sisters, and her father had left the family. Films and the cinema attracted her, and her dream was to become an actress one day. The newspapers gave her the nickname Black Dahlia because she used to wear a black dress and her hair was also black. According to the autopsy report, she was severely tortured before she died. The fact that the cuts were so clean suggested that somebody had done it with surgical skills. Now, let us take a closer look at the events leading up to the murder. Before she arrived in Los Angeles, she spent some time in San Diego with a man named Robert Manley. He told the investigators that 5 months before the murder, he had picked her up at a bus stop in San Diego and they started dating. Then Elizabeth asked him to give her a ride to Los Angeles. Robert gave her a lift and helped her to check in at Hotel Biltmore. Some witnesses claimed that it had been the last place where they had seen Elizabeth Short alive. Biltmore Hotel is said to be haunted, by the way. Elizabeth Short's ghost has been seen to haunt the levels of the hotel, especially levels 10 and 11. She sometimes walks in the hallways and disappears into the walls. But the thing is, the hotel was not the place where she was last seen. After Robert Manley dropped her off, she headed to a bar called Crown Grill, which was a few corners away. The first suspect, of course, was Robert Manley. But his alibi quickly checked out before the death of Elizabeth. He returned to San Diego and he passed the lie detector test and the interrogation with truth serum. However, there was still something in connection with this person which raised eyebrows. He was institutionalized in a mental hospital in 1954 because he heard voices. Could he have heard the voices of the Black Dahlia? His story is not over, though. He died in his apartment by an accidental falling in Anaheim, California, on the 39th anniversary of the day he saw Elizabeth last. There was another suspect. His name was Joseph Dumas, an army corporal who claimed to have spent some time with Elizabeth in San Francisco days before her murder. They drank together heavily, and he confessed that it had been him who had killed Elizabeth. However, the investigation found out that he had been at the military base when she had been killed, and this confession turned out to be false. According to Ralph Asdell, who took part in the investigation, witnesses saw a man dressed in black around the scene in a black car. Asdell identified the man and his car, and found out that the car had been recently repainted, but having no evidence, he could not go deeper that way. There were several more false confessions. All of them led to dead ends. More than 70 people were questioned about who might have a connection with Elizabeth. These men claimed to have a short relationship with Elizabeth, but it had ended before her death. Witness testimonies were also unreliable, and the case went cold. What remained was the chilling memory of the Black Dahlia, haunting us for decades. Then something happened many years later in 2013. A retired police officer, Steve Holden, came forward, claiming that it was his father who had killed Elizabeth Short. Having the interest raised, there was a background check on this person who seemed to fit quite well in the picture. George Holden was a knowledgeable medical professional who studied surgery at school and was an expert on diseases at the clinic. These facts implied that he could also have been capable of removing the organs of Elizabeth's body with surgical precision. But other signs were given the reason for concern. He adored women and romance as he had 11 children from 5 different women. And there was something else, which was confusing and disturbing at the same time. Steve Hodell found a photo among George Hodell's belongings, which seemed an eerie resemblance to the Black Dahlia. A forensic artist examined the photo and stated with 85% accuracy that it was not her. Later, however, in 2014, more experts examined the photo using facial recognition technology and stated that it was Elizabeth by 90 to 95% accuracy. Based on these results, the conclusion was uncertain. Another worrying fact was that George had ordered several sacks of sand to his house a few days before the murder. According to Stephen, similar sacks were found around the body. Was it possible that George carried the body in those bags? What is more, George drove a Black Panther during the time which was similar to the one in the witness's description. According to Stephen, George had a friend called Man Ray. He was an artist and George was obsessed with his paintings and was attracted to art. Is it possible that he wanted to use Elizabeth for his sick artistic fantasies? Steve Holden was also sure that his father's handwriting was the same as the handwriting of the unknown person who sent the letters to the police and to the press. More experts compared these handwritings, but they had different opinions. In addition, George Hodel's daughter accused him of sexual abuse, but he was found not guilty. Tamar Hodel claimed that her father had often organized huge parties to which artists and stars were invited. On one occasion, she was modeling nude for Man Ray when she was a child. Then Tamar ran away from home and later gave birth to a child, Fauna Hodel. The child was adopted by a family in Nevada who did not know anything about their background. So there is the assumption about Fauna. Did her father regularly abuse Tamar? Is it possible that Fauna Holden's grandfather was George Holden? However, other family members testified against Tamar, claiming that she was lying. But since it was George who supported the family, they might have covered up the truth. Years after the murder, George Holden flew to Manila, Philippines, where another woman was killed in 1967. The murder was committed in the same way as the Black Dahlia case. She was dumped in a residential area, and the internal organs were removed with high precision. According to Steve Hodel, his father lived just a few blocks away from the scene. Then, he returned from the Philippines in 1990. George Holden died in 1991, but preceding his death, there was a short period when the police suspected him. To make sure, voice recorders were installed in his house, and on one occasion, he said the following about the case. "Let's suppose I killed the Black Dahlia. They couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary anymore because she is dead." On another occasion, there was a voice on the records resembling a woman's scream from the basement. These recordings were amongst case files which indicated George Holden as a suspect. But suspiciously, his story was never followed up. In addition, a lot of evidence and documents are missing from the case file, and it is not known why. Witness testimony also confirmed that George and Elizabeth knew each other, but the fact that the case was closed and that all the collected evidence and documents were ignored made some people suspicious about the Los Angeles police during that time, blaming them for corruption. Some believe that George bribed them as he had connections with prostitution, and the police might have taken advantage of it, covering up for him in return. This theory is supported by another recording in which George says the following. "This is the best payoff I've ever seen between law enforcement agencies." Others believe that LAPD was simply incompetent and could not do its job properly. Steve Hodel did not give up, though. In 2012, he returned to his childhood home with a trained dog, which indicated the presence of human remains in the back of the house. Samples were taken to be examined by Dr. Arpad Vaas, and they were confirmed to be human remains indeed. Steve intended to dig up the property, but he failed due to the fact that it was private property. Even LAPD did not give him permission to do that. The whole case, however, is still open, but there have not been developments for decades. In 2003, District Attorney Stephen Kay claimed that he was absolutely sure that George Holden was responsible for the two murder cases based on Steve Hodel's research. However, he was speaking for himself. John Douglas, the former leader of the FBI's Serial Killer Crime Division, claimed that we have so much information about the case that it would easily be solvable. Is it possible that it was indeed George Holden who had killed her? Or is there something that we missed during the years, and the real answers are lost forever?